Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement of the Newport Music Festival, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Well, Jamie, it's back to school season, and that means all of our listeners are headed back to the classroom. Whether on campus or at home, these are truly unprecedented times. But that doesn't mean you can't have a little fun and celebrate the return to learning. And what better way to do so than with music written specifically for the occasion? And I have a few of my favorites to share with you today.
Classical music written for school? Okay, now I've heard it all.
Well, it's actually more common than you think. One particular piece of note is Brahms' Academic Festival Overture. The word academic in its name, it's not surprising that this concert overture made the list. Brahms composed the work during the summer of 1880 as a tribute to the University of Breslau after the school notified him that it would be awarding him an honorary doctorate in philosophy. Originally, the composer wanted to send a simple note to the university as an acknowledgement of the award, but the conductor who nominated him for the degree convinced him to make a more grand gesture, which resulted in a piece that is anything but serious, more so a solemn tribute to education. This is Brahms's Academic Festival Overture.
Thank you.
Whoa, Trevor, that was a ruckus of a piece for such a dignified ceremony. Definitely the kind of ceremony I would have liked for my graduation.
It was indeed, Jamie. The next piece by George Dyson wasn't written specifically for the start of school, but when you hear it, you will understand why I picked it. Dyson was an English musician and composer. After studying at the Royal College of Music in London and army service in the First World War, he was a schoolmaster and college lecturer. In 1938, he became director of the RCM, the first of its alumni to do so. As director, he instituted financial aid and organizational reforms and steered the college through the difficult days of the Second World War. As a composer, Dyson wrote in a traditional idiom, reflecting the influence of his teachers at the Royal College of Music, Hubert Parry, and Charles Villiers Stanford. It was these influences that shaped his piece, Children's Suite for Small Orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, this is all just very exciting. What's next, Trevor?
Well, the next two pieces are familiar to our listeners, as they've likely listened to them on this show after I've introduced to them before. The first one may be the most unlikely addition to this list. Vivaldi's Gloria in D is a sacred work written around 1715 and most likely for the choir at the Ospedale della Pietà. The Ospedale della Pietà is an orphanage and music school for girls in Venice. Established in the 14th century, it became well known for its all-female music ensembles by the 17th and 18th centuries and attracted tourists and patrons from around Europe. Vivaldi served as violin teacher and later as music director between 1703 and 1740, and wrote many of his works, including sacred pieces, for the music students for performance at the Pietà. This is Vivaldi's Gloria in D, particularly movements Gloria in Excelsis Deo and Domine Deus.
Gloria, Gloria,
What would a list of school-related classical music be without the infamous graduation song? Contrary to popular belief, the piece is actually number 1 of 6 pomp and circumstance marches that Elgar wrote. Interestingly, while it has become the ubiquitous graduation song, it was actually named after a line in Shakespeare's Othello about war. Farewell, the neighing steed and the shrill trump, the spirit-stirring drum, the ear-piercing fife, the royal banner in all quality, pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war. So how did it become a graduation piece? Well, it was played in 1905 when Elgar received an honorary doctorate from Yale University, but it was played as a recessional, not a processional. After that, Princeton used it, then the University of Chicago, and then Columbia. Eventually, everyone started to use it, and the rest is history. Here's Pomp and Circumstance by Elgar.
Thank you.
Whoa, what a day. Thanks for coming to share the special show with us today, Trevor.
What a day indeed. But before I say goodbye, Jamie, another big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course, you lovely people listening right at home. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
Great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon.
WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org.
Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!